Yeah, I would. That would be a good one. I feel like I'd be really terrible at it, though, which is the sad part.
We don't have to, like, even rank it. We can just talk about the ones that we like.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of records that came out this year. It's fucking stupid. And I guarantee you are, like, on a different wavelength than me.
No, like...
I'd be surprised if one of our records lined up.
No, like, we've talked about this before. Like, I'm super bad about, like, new releases. So, like, you could, like... Yeah, I might know a band might have released something, but I wouldn't, like, have listened to it because I'm fucking... terrible. Did you go to BP with the $4.99 six pack?
No, I did actually, but then this is from yesterday. I picked up beer when I got to my aunt's because I don't have a car right now, so I'm literally just staying at my aunt's house.
Oh, because Pox has $4.99 Busch Light Tall yeah. Boys.
That's what I do.
That's what I pick.
I got two of them last night.
And I got two of them today.
And I'm this is my last six pack, and then I ended up accidentally. Forgetting to, it's a whole thing, but I ended up accidentally spending $30. Not at BP, but like online.
Oh, done that before. That's how I got all my sick rotting hot merch.
Tell me I got time, tell me I'll be fine. Pass me a Corona Lime in the meantime, I'll sip wine. There's more to me than this, I got a bucket list. I'm focused on the other shit, just focused on what makes this thing worth it. Back in the day, when I was a kid, playing video games and kicking it. Back in the day, things were different.
What's up, everyone? Michael back again with another episode. This one is a very special episode. Not only is it because of the person that's here, but also because we got two, finally here, but we got too drunk to even release the last one.
Yeah.
It was so incoherent. I want everyone.
On your part.
Yeah, dude, I got. Yeah. Well, it didn't help. It was like 2 a.m. by that point, too.
Yeah. And he did down like the end of a boxed wine.
Yeah,
plus and he 10 did, like 10 minutes before you puked. I was really proud of you.
Yeah, it was good. So without further ado, please welcome my best friend, my co-host, my brother, Brian is back.
Yeah, you know, for the first time in how many episodes now?
Well, this will be episode, I think, 7.
Hell yeah.
So 6 episodes.
That's awesome. I feel like I missed so much.
You kind of have. There's been a lot. There's been a whole wave of stuff. There is a cat here. Be careful. But it's nice to finally have you back on. Because, I mean, we see each other, I feel like, decently often.
I see you at least, like, once every, like, I want to say at least every 2 to 3 months we hang out.
Yeah, I felt like this.
It might be even more
recently. I felt
like
it's been a little bit more recently, which has been nice.
Yeah.
It really sucks that you live... I mean, it's not too far, but it's kind
of... Did you say I live so far away?
Yes.
Okay.
For you Eugene Levy fans out there, if you get that one, give us a like.
I reference my friend's lyrics when I can, and so, like, I have to be ready with my own.
Yeah.
Like, for example, today, Thomas messaged me, and he sent me a screenshot of somebody, and I read the whole status and it didn't make sense, but something looked familiar. And in it, it said, I'm insignificant in the grand scheme of things.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa, dude. Like, it was funny because the person doesn't know who we are. And so it's like, man, I said something and then somebody just made it up out of thin air. I mean, that's not really an uncommon phrase either, but...
It's really not, but it's
cool to see it used.
Because we've heard it so much in the song.
Yeah.
It's not... Yeah, I see what you're saying. So today we're going to go over a couple things. First, we're going to definitely catch up on a few things that we haven't gotten a chance to talk about. And then there's... Might be some big news at the end if we get there. Who knows? But we're going to sit here. Tonight, we're mixing it up. This episode is definitely... I mean, no episode is actually sponsored by PBR. but this episode is not does not have PBR on it. Tonight we both went with Busch Light Tall Boys because they were cheaper than getting.
But PBR still tastes better.
Oh yeah, PBR is way better.
I love PBR.
But just in case anyone was wondering, because this is Beers with Bands and we have beers.
I'm throwing back.
Also, quick shout out to our good friend Mac for letting us use his apartment to record this. True homie, till I day I die. Y'all know him as Big Red. I don't know if anyone knows him, but
that's him, not Big Red, dude. Dude, my girlfriend in my phone now is Red 5, and it comes from Star Wars.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
Yeah,
yep.
Like we were watching Star Wars the other night, and we were drinking. And she just looks at me like, "Can you call me Red 5?" And I was like, "I'm gonna fucking change your name on Facebook." So she's Red 5.
I was gonna say something, but I'm gonna leave that one out. Did you go see the new Star Wars yet, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not spoiling it.
Don't spoil it.
No spoilers.
I've heard. I mean, I haven't read anything. I might go see it if it comes. Like if I find time. I'm not like as big of a Star Wars fan as you, but did it live up to the last one?
I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it. Okay.
I enjoyed it a lot. I need to rewatch it, but it has a strong possibility of being my favorite out of the three.
Okay.
But yeah, and you might want to put a no spoiler thing before so people don't just shut off when they hear the word Star Wars, because I would feel terrible. But yeah. in my opinion, it was great, and a lot of there's stuff about it.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like that's where that's a good spot to leave it. Yep. Don't go too hard on
after you watch it, you should call me.
All right, it might be a few months.
That's fine,
because I'm really behind on things. I usually get it whenever the New Strand Theater gets it, because the New Strand Theater.
I was just really terrified of spoilers.
Yeah, no.
Like, I literally went like 6:30 on Thursday
just to get there, just to watch it.
Just to watch it before
you saw anything.
Before I saw a spoiler, I was terrified, to be honest, wow. Because that's technically 4 years in the making.
Yeah,
you know, and so it's like I don't want that one.
You don't want to like ruin the moment. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, but it was good. Really, really, really enjoyed it.
Well, the last time we hung out was our good friend Jake got married to his wonderful bride, Nicole.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
It was a great wedding.
That's when we tried to record, and it didn't work out. And there's some things that we talked about there that I wish we could keep. But fuck it, we'll just roll with it.
I don't remember what the fuck we talked about anyway.
Yeah, that's what happens when you go a wedding to a party, back to an apartment, and try and record at 1 a.m.
Sorry, Jake.
Yeah.
Gosh, no, it was such a good wedding.
It really was. So that beautiful. Venue was really nice and wonderful. Ceremony was great. Food was great, especially because it was fucking Jeff's.
Was it? Oh yeah, it was Jeff's.
It was Jeff's, which is what like me and Brian grew up on. So
yeah, I was wondering, like, it was so good. It was
oh
good
dude, food. I was eating that mac and cheese, and I was like, this tastes so familiar.
And go in, dude.
But it was a great time. But that night when we recorded, I did get to ask you a question, and I'm gonna bring it up now. You guys, Eugene Levy, won the spot to play with Bayside in Chicago. One leading up to that, for the people that saw it, you could see the standings for everything ahead of time. And then
it went dark because they had to do that because they were worried about like cheating and stuff like that.
Yeah. So with all of that, I mean, how did you guys feel during that whole process, seeing your guys' rankings keep going up and then hit that top level?
Yeah, so first things first about that whole thing, I told Brian not to enter us.
Really?
I asked him. I was like, there's no point, dude. We're not from Illinois. They're not going to pick us. And he said we had nothing to lose. And so he's like, I'm doing it anyway. And that same day, he was messaging Jay from Manhattan Blockade and was like, yo, you guys should enter too. And I will be the first person to say, if Manhattan Blockade went in on it, you best believe it would have been Manhattan Blockade on there. And I would have been cheering my boys on all the way. But for some reason, I remember Jay told me he tried to do it, and for some reason, it wouldn't let him submit on his phone. I think he tried his laptop on his phone, and, like, for some reason, he couldn't submit.
Do you think it was because they might have been doing, like, a certain radius around Chicago?
We're not sure. Well, that when it came to Manhattan, I have no idea.
I'm just saying, like, for us, who was allowed to actually enter.
So, I'll get there, because okay. It's kind of weird.
Okay.
So when we submitted it, we all shared it, and I don't like sharing things like, hey, vote for my band. Yeah. It's just not my thing. I don't like asking people to do anything. And so when we started winning, I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, it was really foreign to me to have friends be voting. And again, I know I keep saying this over and over again, but I'd be the first to say that, like, Eugene Levy didn't do that. Eugene Levy is not why we played that spot. It was the Eugene Levy family. It's all of our homies and our friends and people we've met along the way. They're the ones that put us there.
Yeah.
Like, I could have voted every single day and it wouldn't have made a difference. It was our friends and our family, meaning the Eugene Levy family, that really pushed us in there. So when we started to win, it's like, oh, I should probably share this every day, you know? And I heard of people telling their friends, like, I would talk to somebody, like, yeah, I would tell my friends that they need to, I'm gonna do some deuces while you do this.
All right.
Now, telling his friend, like, some of our friends were just messaging their friends and saying, please vote for my friends, or they would be, like, in person and be like, hey, real quick, vote for my friends in Levy. And so when we got near the end, people started accusing us of cheating and stuff like that.
Yep.
And to be honest, we definitely didn't do that. And
which makes me feel, like, really good about you guys, because I mean, I know you guys aren't the type that would do that.
Yeah.
But it shows you, like, character wise, like, you guys are good.
Well, like,
it really shows too. Sorry to cut you off there.
No, you're fine.
But without cheating, you guys won first place.
Yeah.
So, like you were saying, like, shout out to the Eugene Levy family for stepping up, and, like, it shows how much support you guys actually have.
It was a really awesome feeling to know that, like, everyone supported us so much. It was so cool to me, and I know all of us are really thankful about it, that we had so many friends and people just voting for us and people who genuinely like what we're doing and they wanted to see us succeed. And so that was a big deal. And yeah, like, to be honest, none of us are tech savvy enough to be able to figure out how to cheat anyway. Because I even got asked at the show, somebody's like, are you the guys that were cheating? I was like, no, dude, like, I'm just as shocked as you are that we won, you know? But then when we actually got to play it, that was really scary, because it was a 700 cap venue that was sold out. And it was just a good time. Anthony Ranieri, the singer of Bayside, made it a point to talk to us. And it wasn't like, oh, I got to go talk to these contest winners. And, like, he was, like, really apathetic.
Yeah, you know? it could have been, like, a whole thing where he had to do it.
No, because he wanted to.
But, like which is really nice that he generally wanted to talk to people. Yeah,
dude. It was cool. Like, he came, like, what do you guys want to do next? What are you doing? And we talked to them about that. And they, like, and near the end, their drummer was with us. Like, right before we went on, we were all nervous, you know, and I'm just like, dude, I just want to get up there, because the moment that first note hits, I'm going to go into my routine of, like, just singing. But their drummer's like, you know what? I might wait out here with every band that wins the thing, because it's kind of fun watching you guys, like, because we're just sitting there nervous, like, oh, man, we're going to go up there. And, like, their tour manager counted us down before we even went up. And so it was cool because their drummer was hanging out and, like, talking with us. It was like a genuine interaction. It wasn't forced. And then, like, to be honest, like, they put out one of the better records this year, which is so awesome, because, like, just hanging out with those dudes are really rad. I even said bye to them really drunkenly when I left. Because after we played, I went and drank. Before we played, I had about two beers.
Two-drink limit. Dad always, like, enforced.
I was so scared going up in front of all those people. And so I was like, all right, let's put your game face on. Let's not be drunk.
It's different than a normal show where you guys have played shows in, like, Muscatine and stuff where there's a shit ton of people, but this is different because...
It's like 700 people who didn't know who we were.
Didn't know who you were.
It was sold out before
they
won.
Yeah, they're expecting to see Bayside and someone that just won a contest and that they're hoping is, like, worth actually seeing. So, yeah, nerves, I would understand, it would be on a whole nother level.
And it went over really well. Everyone that, like, talked to me, it went really well. I got free beer a couple times. I felt bad because I was going to buy two beers because, like, after we were done, I'm like, I'm going in, I'm drinking, I'm going to watch Bayside and have a good time.
Yeah.
And so I was going up to buy two beers, and the guy was like, you want a beer? I'm like, oh, man, like, I appreciate it, but I'm going to get two beers so I can drink. And he's just like, oh, dude, I got you, and buys me two, like, Tallboy PBRs. I'm like, hell yeah. You know? But it was a good experience. And, like, what was cool is we ended up making friends through that contest. There's a band called When the Sun Sets.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in it, too. It was, like, us and them neck and neck. And they were doing really well. So we ended up becoming friends with them. And I think in the next year, we're planning on playing a show with them out in Chicago.
Was this the same band that had that filled in with you for you guys in at Gabe's, or is that a different band?
Different band.
Okay, never mind.
But that band's really good too. Like When the Sun Sets, they were really cool. And we got to shout them out like a little bit on stage because like Bayside made it a point like they wanted it to be fun.
Yeah.
And near the end, it didn't seem like it was as much fun because people were really accusing people of cheating, and I get that. Like,
well, because
like,
there was people cheating.
Well, look at it. Like a band from Iowa that nobody from Chicago's ever heard of is winning. Like, I get that. Like, maybe they're cheating, but like I know
there's a lot of people that live in cornfields around here. It's like, oh yeah, we got the internet.
Yeah, you know. And so it was just really cool that we were able to play. Hopefully we can make some more friends out of it. I'd like to meet some more people out of it. But it was a fun show, and it went over really well. So it was a good time.
That's awesome, dude. I was really stoked that you guys won all that and were able to experience it all. Because, I mean, that's literally, oh, yeah, do it. Oh, yeah. Because that's literally like a almost kind of like a once-in-a-lifetime experience to do that whole scenario and everything like that. So, I mean, that's... It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely one that I'm going to remember for a long time. Hopefully forever, unless I drink it away or something.
I really hope you don't get to that point.
I would never get to that point.
Drink responsibly.
Of course.
I don't think I've ever said that in an episode, but drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly,
dumb.
Dude.
Yeah, don't be dumb.
That's why I walked here, you know. Yeah, good times.
I mean, worst case scenario, I'm sleeping on that couch.
I haven't seen you in a while, Michael. I'll sleep on top of you.
Well, that's fine. We used to cuddle together. We toured together.
Definitely toured together a lot, man. Missed those times a lot.
There were some great times. There was the best of times. There was the worst of times.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't get mad at you the second tour. It was the second tour? No. Or third tour?
Third.
Probably third tour. I didn't get mad at you the third tour, and I think that was... I deserved a damn trophy. And you deserve a damn trophy, too.
We should have, like, at the end, just, like, got out of the van and, like... Held up a trophy and, like, took a picture together and just, like, fucking...
We didn't yell at each other this tour. Right.
But, all of our arguments were always just, like, stemmed from being in the van together for way too long or, like, sleep deprivation.
Yeah. It was just silly stuff. Yeah. And then, like... But, like, we're all better friends because of it, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, all the people we've toured with, goddamn, we've been in the... I miss those times, though. It'll happen again. I have a feeling one day it's going to happen again in my life.
Well, yeah. So it will. Just, everyone needs to... I mean, it's hard for you guys because everyone's got shit going on.
Yeah, but I think come when I graduate, like, after I graduate, we're going to be making... We're making a lot of moves. Not meaning, like... We're doing anything great and huge, but we're making a lot of moves and like talking to people from different areas and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we might have a venue now in Muscatine.
Oh, which, yeah, because that's where you guys are having Rivas's birthday party, right?
Which will be really good because if we have a venue now in Muscatine, then we can reciprocate like shows.
Show swap, yeah.
And then we can really go out places.
It's tight. What else is on? So you guys have got done playing with Bayside, and that was what, October?
I think it was November.
Early November.
That's a band. No, I think it was, I don't know, it was either October or November. It was a really quick turnaround.
Yeah.
It was like 2 weeks after we won, we played, I think.
Yeah. Actually, Moonlighting's playing with Bayside yeah. tomorrow.
And I'm really excited. So those are my friends.
Shout out to those guys.
There was another band, I can't remember. There was like two or three bands that we knew mm-hmm. that won it.
Oh, nice.
And it made me really happy. Like, when Moonlighting won it, like TJ was messaging me, like, how did you do on merch sales? Like, how did it go? And I told him what I did know, but I'm really excited for them because I love those guys, man. Yeah. Like,
they're
those
all
guys
super nice dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, TJ, I'm still trying to get you on a fucking episode, bro.
TJ,
like,
whoa.
Side note. Like, Ron Dave, I thought you were trying to hook it up, bro. But anyways, but yeah, super stoked for those guys.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
If anyone deserves it, they deserve it also.
Oh yeah.
Like, especially TJ. Love that dude.
For sure.
So you guys get done playing with Bayside. What else is, I mean, I know you guys have an EP coming yeah. out soon-ish.
Yeah. I can talk about that if yeah. you want. Like I was gonna message the band and be like, what do you guys want me to not talk about? And I decided, you know what? I'm going to talk about whatever I want to talk about. Hi, Matt. Really beautiful.
I think we should just spill all of Eugene Levy's dirty secrets tonight.
I don't really have them. We don't have much.
That really hurts. I needed some good... I need to keep the ratings up.
But no, I was going to ask them, and sorry, band, if I say something you don't want me to. And I think it's pretty much all on the table. So we released our song, Use Your Body as a Weapon.
Yeah,
which I'm sure that a sound clip of that has made it into one of these episodes.
It has not yet.
Oh, it hasn't yet? Okay.
So, you know what I have to do now?
Use your body as a weapon.
Yeah. Well, no, okay. I think, actually, no. I think the outro on the first episode, if I remember correctly, is...
I think so.
Is use your body as a weapon, and then it's like got like an EDM yeah. beat behind it that I threw in there.
I think so.
For those of you that don't know, because no one actually fucking knows.
Yeah.
Me and Brian went to the county fair one year.
We watched Impact Pro Wrestling. Impact?
Yeah, Impact yeah. Pro Wrestling. And there was a lot of alcohol consumed.
Dude, I made it a point to be really drunk while watching it.
Yeah. so we're sitting there in the stands, and the only reason there's still video evidence, not of you, but like when I recorded the like. One of the fights.
Yeah.
And, like, you say it in the background.
It might be in my Snapchat story that I saved.
It could be. I think I saved something off Snapchat, but Brian just tells this, like, wrestler just to be like, it's like, use your body as a weapon.
And I'm yelling it, like, at the yeah. top of my lungs.
And it turned into, like, the funniest thing. And now it's a fucking song.
Yeah, well, like, it's funny because, like, the... I remember an older lady like giving me the dirtiest look, and I'm like,
oh, all those older
I'm like, dude, this is professional people, yeah. wrestling. Let's have some fun, right. man. It's like, use your body as a weapon, dude. That was a good time. But yeah, dude. Now it's a song, and it's funny because I used that term during pledging too when I was doing fraternity stuff,
really?
and I would just yell it as like a battle cry because it makes me laugh.
It's a good one.
I ended up being able to use it like as a song name, and it was funny because I didn't even name that song. Brian did,
really,
and he was just like, one day, like, so Cameron came with this riff, and. Before the song was fully done, Brian's like, that song's named Use Your Body as a Weapon. It sounds like Use Your Body as a Weapon. And I was like, all right, you know? The unofficial title, I'm going to say it because it's not the title, but the unofficial title is Use Your Body as a Weapon, parentheses, Corona Man.
Now, for people that don't know, let's talk about Corona Man for a second because to a lot of people, some people look up to, like, Captain America or Batman, but there's a select few. And there's a good amount of people yeah. that straight up look up to Corona Man, and I feel like we haven't seen him lately. Is he off fighting crime somewhere, or like what's he doing right now?
Well, Corona
or who Man, is he? Tell us the backstory.
Who is Corona Man?
Who is Corona Man?
Corona Man essentially is my drunken alter ego when I drink Coronas. Not that anything is different from when I drink regular beers.
it's just a different beer.
It's just a different beer. But like what I used to do,
it doesn't get him more drunk or anything like that.
No, not at all. But what it is when I started drinking Coronas, I would make it a point to chug an entire Corona, and then I would become Corona Man. And so my Twitter which you should not follow, and I will not tell you what it is.
I'll post it in the description below.
Please do not, because that's a safe space for me.
I'll post your history teacher one. History
the
one.
That I don't remember how to log into it.
Yeah, or the rap one. Remember when you did that?
Yeah.
Anyways, back to Pro Man.
But, like, literally it was me on Twitter, like, drinking, chugging beer, and sending it to people. And I don't know if it was pre-Snapchat or not. It
wouldn't have been.
It couldn't have been pre-Snapchat. Because
Snapchat's been around since, like, at least 2009.
Yeah, see, like, I don't think it was pre-Snapchat. But for some reason, I thought it was fun. Like, I would literally scroll and, like, just find my friends and go, oh, man, they made a status. Click on them and then send them a chug video. So Corona Man is, I think he's going to come back at some point this year. And then it's just kind of been, like, an inside joke, right? Like, I don't know. It's been an inside joke that I make with my friends, like Corona Man.
My favorite snaps that I would get from, like, you and one other person. So you sending Corona Man snaps was always my favorite.
I know where you're going.
And then William Newman, shout out to William Newman. I love that dude. We love that dude.
Hell yeah.
He would send people snaps of just random pictures and saying, meet here in, like, X amount of time if you want to get your ass beat.
Yeah, dude. Those are so funny. And, oh, man, I miss those days. I don't know. We haven't got... And every now and then, he'll send one.
Oh, yeah.
And he sends it to people.
Yeah.
He sends it to people. And when I get it, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, Corona Man is just, like, a big joke. And so... And, like, I wanted to put that layer in the thing, but it didn't make it in the song, and that's fine. But we have Use Your Body as a Weapon, and I think it works really well with the song because it's a chuggier song.
Yeah.
So it's, like, sounds kind of serious. But the lyrics are really not that serious. I literally saying it like, pass me a Corona Lime. Like, we just put out a lyric video for it. It's on YouTube and stuff.
Here's an idea for an actual music video for it.
Yeah.
The very end of it, as, like, it fades out, you just run out, like, get you a luchador mask.
Yeah.
And turn into Corona Man and just, like, stone cold two Coronas and then just fucking take off.
Dude, the, I think I can talk about this. I don't know if I can because I don't think we're going to do this now. But so, like, you saw the single. I don't know if you've seen the single art for it, but it has, like, a little kid in a luchador mask.
Oh, yeah.
That's David Ruas's nephew.
Yeah.
I feel bad for not knowing his name because I'm really bad at names. But I know the little kid. If I saw him, I'm going to cry. But that's a little bro. But we put him on that, and then... we didn't have time, but we had a fun idea for a video for it that we're not going to do.
Oh.
And it was going to be something along the lines of Brent and Nick have a friend who does MMA.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're like, dude, what if we, like, tried to, like, wrestle him in, like, an MMA ring? And then, like, I expanded upon that and didn't have time to talk to everybody about it. But, like, the way that I would do it, if I were to do it, would be we have him. And all of us do, like, a WWE-type entrance with, like, beer. Like, mine would be, like, a Stone Cold entrance with, like, beers. And, like, we would all just do silly stuff. And it would be, like, a silly video. And then at the end, my roommate, Jacob Herman, who actually practices jiu-jitsu, I would have him, like, go in and him win. Because, like, my dude's, like, really good at it. Well, not really good at it, relatively. He tells me he knows what he's doing. He doesn't like to hype himself up, so I'll hype him up. He could beat me up, even though that doesn't really matter. Because, like, somebody could, like, pinch me, and I'd be like, I'm done. Tap. But no, like, I thought that'd be super funny. And at the end, I wanted it to be, like, after he wins, like, we just, like, pop a bottle of champagne and just, like, drink with him and just be like, yeah, he won, you know? But sadly, that didn't happen.
I feel like that should still happen because that sounds really good.
Yeah, and then we have another video idea, but I'm not going to say that one. Because that one's been banked for, like, I want to say months now.
That's fine.
One day we'll do that one. And I'm really excited for that one once we get there. But, yeah. So, that's an idea. One day.
So, besides Use Your Body as a Weapon, how long of an EP are you guys releasing?
It's three songs. The EP is called A Night In. And I really like that. The reason it's called A Night In was the concept of the record or the EP in my mind was, like, sitting in a house and, like, drinking with my friends, which is literally what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that's what this stemmed from.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just that concept. And so I was writing about how, like, people, like, personally, like, where a lot of it came from is a lot of people know me from drinking, whether it's from, like, my jokes as Corona Man or something, or... like, just me as a person. I like to drink at shows. People know that. But I was like, to me, where I feel most welcomed is, like, just sitting around a table and just drinking at my friend's house and sleeping on the couch, you know? And so I was writing the lyrics to the last song in the EP, which is called, man, it's going to bother me if I can't remember this. I wrote this. I came up with the title, too.
For the last EP?
It's for this one. It's called Do You Understand Life? The last song on this new EP is called Do You Understand Life? And if you get that reference, let me know. Let Michael know. Put it in the comments of this or somewhere and tell me.
Well, with Anchor, the nice thing with Anchor, shout out Anchor. Actually, I'm just thinking about this. It's going to be late in this episode, but we're going to roll the ad real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So go. All right, so we're back.
Back.
But the nice thing about Anchor, like I was about to get at, is people can actually send us voice messages.
Yeah.
Like talking about the episode. So send us a voice message if you're listening on Anchor. If you're listening on a different streaming site, hit us up on Facebook. If you know what Brian's talking about,
yeah,
hit us up.
The song title is titled Do You Understand Life? And it only goes to the people I haven't told this to. Or already know that I've told it to. Because, like, a lot of people, I've been talking about it. But the song's called Do You Understand Life? And in it, the first word that came to mind, because we were thinking maybe, like, the concept was I want to spend a night with my friends. Mm-hmm. And the first line that I came up with for the verse was, I want to spend a night in. And I was like, oh, that'd be cool. Like, we could just name it that. And I had all these ideas for it. And so we kind of ran with that. And so the last song is called Do You Understand Life? The middle song, because it goes Use Your Body, then it goes, I'm really proud of this title because it has multiple meanings.
Okay.
And that's what I like to do is I like to do lyrics and song titles that mean multiple things so that everybody can get their own meaning out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want it to be interpretive. I want people to not necessarily get my reference, but still feel, because like, going back to Do You Understand Life, that's what that song is about. It's about how I want to live my life.
Yeah.
But this song is called Living Rent Free is a lot like sleeping at the speakeasy. And I'm really proud of that title.
I kind of like that I understand most of that title because...
No, it means two things, and you know what I mean by the two things, yeah. I think. And I'm not going to tell everybody what it means because I want you to interpret it how you want to. That one I'm going to keep to myself and like my friends that... really know, but yeah, so Living Rent Free is a lot like sleeping in the speakeasy. Easy is like a really fun title.
Yeah.
And that song I'm really excited on. I think that song is so boppy. I call it the bop. It's a bop, dude, because it's just like really jumpy. And if I was listening to like this song like and I was a kid, I'd want to jump, dude. So yeah, that song is probably I wouldn't say it's my favorite because I like all of them for very individual reasons. But yeah, so we're coming out with a 3-song EP. I believe it's January 10th.
January 10th. Be on the lookout.
Yeah. And then if you want to learn about that, you can... One of the better places to actually follow us now, because I kind of run it, and we're going to change it for sure, is our Snapchat. We have a Snapchat, and I try to like... feed people.
You've been spitting out those lovey facts lately.
Yeah, I do them like a lot, and they're fun. Like, it's meant to be a fun platform. Yeah. And so I just try to have fun, and I think eventually we've been talking about trying to get all of us on it. That way we're all like engaging and just having fun, dude. Because literally that's what the band is about. It's not about structure. It's not about certain things. It's about just having a good time. But if you want to follow us on Snapchat, it's no spaces Eugene Levy Band.
And I'll throw that in on the Facebook. I'll throw that in the description. You can also find it on their Facebook page, facebook.com / Eugene Levy Band, I believe it is what it is off the top of my head.
I think it's Eugene Levy Band. If you look up Eugene Levy, you'll see
probably two things.
No, you won't actually see him. I don't think he has a Facebook.
Wow.
I didn't say that because I don't know who he is.
Well, I mean, that would make sense because a fun thing that's happened to you guys.
I know.
Is so it, for those of you that don't know who Eugene Levy is, the band.
I'm gonna go pee while you say this.
So yeah, Brian's gonna go take a pee break. So for those of you that don't know who the actual actor Eugene Levy is. He started in American Pie and stuff in the early 2000s. He still does a few acting things now. I think he's on, like, I have no idea what he's on. But what's been happening to Eugene Levy is that they get tagged as him whenever the TV show or movie that he's on currently goes to release anything on Facebook. They, because you can add in people, they add in Eugene Levy instead of the actual actor Eugene Levy. So it's actually kind of funny on their part just to be associated with all his actual stuff. So hopefully they're getting some traction off of that. And I'll ask Brian when he gets back. All right, Brian's back.
I peed.
So have you guys noticed any, like, actual, like, extra traction or anything like that, extra fan base from you guys getting tagged as Eugene Levy?
No.
You guys haven't noticed anything?
No. And the thing is, like, the reason why we named ourselves it wasn't, like, it wasn't to, like, trip it, oh, maybe people not recognize us as this actor. Like,
yeah.
I feel like it's fairly obvious that we're a band.
Well, yeah.
And not a comedian. Well, I think he doesn't consider himself a comedian. He's a comedic actor.
Yeah, I feel like that's...
I think he said that once in an interview, because I actually did a lot of research on him. I wanted to know.
Hey. Hey, Eugene Levy Band. They know their shit.
Yeah. But, and I would love people to tell me more about him, because I think he's a cool guy. But, yeah.
I think I sent you a Eugene Levy Snapchat the other day.
Yeah.
I was at work. We were watching Richie Rich's Christmas Wish, and he was in that. I was like, oh, shit.
I saw that. I got really hype on it, dude. What's really cool about him, though, is, like, he encompasses, like, a lot of what this band is.
Yeah, because you guys are striving to be, like, that, like, an early 2000s, like, what we grew up on, basically. Yeah,
like, early 2000s, like, pop punk band.
Basically, things that would be in American Pie.
Yeah, and what's cool is, like, he even encompasses, like, when I think about it more, like philosophically, if you can even think of it that way, but, like, he's a comedic actor.
Yeah.
And we're a fun band. Like, we're not, we're just, like, I try to keep it fun. We all try to keep it fun, because that's what the band is to me.
Do you think, do you guys think that, someone, like, his publicist has ever, like, contacted him and been like, hey, this show keeps tagging, like, this band as you, and then he, like, takes a second to, like, check you guys out, and he's like, meh.
Yeah, I declined for comment, and we should not keep this in there, because I like to keep the, I try to keep that part, like, very, what's the word? Like, I just try not to think about those things.
All right.
And so I don't want
to
comment.
I'm reporting here, so I'm just trying to get down to the facts.
No, now. I get it. But the thing is, like, we really love what he did. And so it's like it encompasses what the band is. And the band's, like, completely, obviously, we're not affiliated with him.
No, not at all. No.
We just admire, like, his the fun aspect of him.
Yeah, the name is more, like, kind of paying tribute.
Yeah, it really is. And it's like, no affiliation at all.
Yeah.
Like, we're not him. But yeah, dude, so, like, Levy, it's fun.
But yeah, January 10th, check out.
And it's gonna be cool, man.
Did we talk about what the EP's name is?
Yeah, I talked about what it was from.
Okay.
It was from that song. I said it a little bit earlier. I think. Yeah, I know I did.
Did we?
Yeah, I said it was from Do You Understand Life? It was the first line of it.
Right, we did talk about that. Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
We got real in depth with, like, the song titles.
And then the song titles are like I like to put thought into song titles.
Oh yeah.
I don't want them to be the last EP. I was kind of bummed out because I wasn't able to name anything really long.
I mean, there was a couple, like, the first song on the last EP was actually pretty long.
Because the Ice Melts, and then it's like Second Drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other name is The Office Song. Like,
it's technically The Office, and but I love that song because it is a real statement. I do get drunk a lot, and I do watch The Office when I get drunk.
Okay.
It's just like, why not, dude? The Office is so good, and when it gets taken off of Netflix, I'm gonna cry.
So I'm gonna feel sad, but at the same time, they're supposed to be putting Seinfeld onto Netflix. So
yeah.
Dad Game is gonna come back out because
go on, dude. You enjoy it?
Fuck, Seinfeld.
I've watched episodes, but I never really went in.
Yeah.
So
it's some good shit. It's literally a show about nothing. Like, that's legit. it's a show about nothing.
I can get down with
and
that.
And they got a lot of seasons out of it.
And maybe I'll find another title out of it.
Yeah.
Like I actually already have some, like, titles I'm banking in my back pocket. I'm trying to think of one. Getting drunk in a place we have no... my friend knows it. I always ask him, what is it, that title? And it's like, getting drunk in a place we have no good... no place being or something like getting drunk in a place we have no place being or he doesn't use place twice.
Yeah.
But I gotta ask him, it's such a funny like thing. I'm like, yes, I wanna use that as a title. But yeah, the new EP is I can't think of much more I can say about it, like, or like things I can think about. It's just it's genuinely about like my thought, like me getting older and me going, like, this is how I wanna live my life. Living rent free is a lot like sleeping in the speakeasy. It's just about how if one day I somehow buy a house, my friends are always invited, and it's a place where, like,
well, that was the kind of the same idea to everybody needs a Ross.
Yeah, no, I reference it as well. Okay, I won't say where.
Yeah, don't.
I won't say where. Like, somebody can catch it.
Don't let us know. Just
but I reference it on our toes. And I keep like, it's the same thing. Like, so everybody needs Ross is me, like, if I had a lot of money, what I would do with it. And so I was like, oh man, maybe I could do this with this song. Because, like, originally I only had the chorus, and it was called Dreamhouse Song. Because I heard a band, I can't remember their name. I think it's called The Landlords. It's some punk band that's really good.
Yeah.
And they had a song like, what does your dream house look like? And I was like, dude, what does my dream house look like? I was like, it's really simple as that. And I was like, oh, man. Well, so then I wrote this whole chorus without any music. And I was sitting there at work, and I wrote the first line, and I went through it and came up with the whole chorus. And so the chorus was written before any music was. And then when I wrote the song, and Kim messed with some parts and made it like his own. And it came out really good. It's a really good song. It's like just about, like, if I'm... I own a home. My friends are always welcome. Hopefully my friends live next door. And it's just like, let's not worry about anything. Let's just have a good time and enjoy ourselves. Like it's just,
I mean, I feel like that's like every dude's dream. I don't want to say like dude. Every person's dream is to be able to live somewhere that all their friends are always welcome. And then also having their friends close by.
Yeah,
like next door, like,
yeah, and
like if there was a cul-de-sac right now and it was like me in a house, you in a house, Tom's in a house, B-Will in a house, like, dude, that'd be sick.
It'd be so sick, dude. And like, and that's all it is to me, like, cause I even have a little treat in there. I won't say it, but there's a little treat in there.
Okay.
I'll share it with you later.
All right.
I think you'll think it's cool.
That's right. I get those sneak peeks.
But yeah, it's I really like the EP. It's different. It's very different than the last one. And a lot of ways. I can talk about that if you want.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to dive into it, that's all on you.
Is it
more like a growth and like everyone finding like what they're more comfortable with and like a change of sound almost, or like what kind of change is it?
It's actually so. Big differences between last EP and this EP is Cam's in the band now, and Cam is.
But he didn't record on the. Thought he came in right before recording.
He didn't.
Wow.
On this new EP, he's on it.
Yes.
And the last stuff, not so much.
Oh, okay. I guess I got my timelines.
No, yeah, you're good. But what's cool is like he's on this one, and so it brought a different element. It brought something new into the mix.
Yeah.
And so what happened was, so Brent and I are the song structures and kind of songwriters. Like it's. Brent does a lot of things to the songs that I brought to him that make them a million times better. And so adding in Cam was just like another thing in the mix, and it was a good thing in the mix because he brought, like, he's a guitar player.
Yeah.
I am not necessarily a guitar, like, I play guitar, but I wouldn't consider myself like purely a guitar player. I've always sang and played guitar.
Mm-hmm.
But if any band...
But he strictly...
That's what he does, yeah. You know? And so it was really cool to have somebody who plays guitar. And he knows how to play guitar.
Yeah, dude.
he knows how to play it really well. Like, and so it was cool because we had this new writer in the mix. And so he brought Use Your Body as a Weapon, like the intro riff. And we shaped a lot around that intro riff and, like, worked on that song for a long time. It took weeks to do that one. And then the last song was one that he also brought to the table too. He brought an intro riff and we worked on it. And so that was very different for me, was this is the first EP I've worked on where all I had to record was vocals.
Wow.
It was the first time that I only had to record one thing. And so it was kind of nervous for me because, like, how's this all going to work? And what's awesome is everybody really went in on this EP. And so that's a big difference at itself. And then another thing was I approached it very differently lyrically. Every chorus on this new EP, I would say, is a pop-punk chorus. Straight pop-punk chorus. But when it came to the verses, I was having trouble. And I went back to, like, two or three sessions with Aaron to try to record these verses. And I, at this time, I was listening to a lot of, like, this probably sounds bad, and some people will probably judge me, but a lot of emo rap.
Like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I think, like, we talked about you had been listening to Juice WRLD.
I like Juice WRLD, and this is before he died too. Like, I was listening to Juice WRLD, and I was listening to, like, you know, Lil Peep and, like, those things. And so I was like, okay, so what they did is they took, like, all this emo and pop punky vocals and they brought it to hip hop.
Yep.
And so I was thinking to myself, okay, why can't I take what they do and bring it back to rock music,
like reverse it,
bring, like, and like let it all just kind of go. And that idea came from our friends in 5AM. Like, they do it, like, I would say, flawlessly.
Which, quick shout out to 5AM, those dudes fucking sick. I even messaged to Sam that new EP that they just released.
Oh, it's amazing. Shallow. My God. We played the release show, and it was, dude, like, Shallow is amazing.
It was so fucking good.
And that's the thing. So I got inspired by them because, like, they seamlessly mix, like, rock music with, like, hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh, dude, that's so cool. I can see my friends doing that. And so when it became a reality, I was like, oh, I can do that too then. And so I was able to, with the verses, I got a little more, like, hip-hoppy with them. I wouldn't say it's, like, hip-hoppy or rappy, but rap. Not rappy. That's a terrible word. And... yeah. Anyways, so, but no, like, I really liked that it did that, and so when I tried it, and I sent it to a few friends of mine, and I was like, "What do you think?" Because I was a little afraid, you know,
because
I hadn't done it before, and I've stuck to, I'm a pop punk artist. I need to make this a pop punk verse.
Yeah, which you've done that for a long time, and I know, I think the song you're exactly talking about, you've shown me a sneak peek.
Mm-hmm.
And when you kind of, like, mentioned ahead of time, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this and this in it. I was always like, oh, okay, let's see how this goes. But, like, it fucking works. Like, it comes out solid.
Yeah, because I wouldn't force anything that isn't genuine.
Well, yeah.
You know? And so I tried to write in the way, because I do like a lot of hip-hop. I do like a lot of rap music. And so that's something that's very different between the two EPs. But I think still that fun aspect is in there. I just got a little more confident in my vocals. Recording with Aaron, like, I know him enough now to go in there and feel confident when I'm working on stuff. And so, like, he really gets some of the best stuff out of me. The second verse to Living Rent Free, I'm going to use the shorthand that time. But the second verse, like, I came to him and I was like, I have this idea, and I'm not sure if it's good, I'm not sure if it'll work. And he was like, yeah, dude, that works. And then we worked on it and it came together really well. And so I was really, really happy. And to be honest, like, hopefully people dig it. If it doesn't, oh, I won't talk about it if it doesn't land well, because I should probably be confident. I like these songs a lot.
Yeah.
And I think the concepts transcend what, like, I view them as. Like, My homie Jay, which is funny because it's the second time I've talked about my boy Jay, but at one time I was in a conversation with him and he tells me he likes music because people can get something different out of it.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to kind of go that route when I'm writing now. It's like, I can write something that's personal to me, but somebody might get something that's, like, a complete opposite. I got an example from a friend of mine, but I'm not going to talk about that one. But, like... it was really cool because they got, like, a completely different meaning out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got really hyped because I was like, this is so cool. Like, my dude, like, it's not what I meant by the song. But he got something deeper out of it, yeah. And it made me happy.
Well, since you don't want to do that example, I'll give my example of stuff that's kind of done the same thing, where Counterparts is the difference between Hell and Home album. There's a few songs on there that, like, it just hit me at, like, the right time in my life. Well, come to find out, like, he wrote them more for a different, completely different reason than the reason I was feeling it. Like, it wasn't on the same emotional level. It was, like, two different separate stories.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, no matter what you write, someone's going to take it however it reflects on their life.
Yeah, and I love that. I love it so much because it's, like, people can connect with it. And they'll get something that means something to them.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is what makes music worth it. Like in my old band, when people would tell me they liked our songs, I'd always be like, I'm so sorry. You're going through a tough time. But it meant the world to me, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, a lot of that shit was sad, but, it was so good.
And what's cool is I think Levy is... I was always nervous with the new band, but I feel like Levy is standing on its own.
It really is,
and it's its own piece.
To see how much you guys have grown since Levy officially started to now, is
it's been almost about a. It's been a. We haven't even played our. It hasn't been a year since we're playing shows. It's been a year since we released music, though.
Yeah, because before you got here, I was running back through an episode we never released.
Yeah,
In there we talk about Levy a little bit. And that was at least a year ago, because it was right around, might have been before you guys released the Christmas song.
Yeah, I love that song.
Well, it would have had to have been, because obviously, but from that time to now, it's been like maybe a year and a few months, but just the amount of growth you guys have done is amazing. Like, no offense, but like, Exit didn't have that same traction that you guys do now.
Yeah,
and I don't know if it's just timing wise or what, but you guys have a really good sound, and I feel like it's working very well for you guys.
I would say, Exit for me and the rest of my homies, was a big learning process at the beginning.
Oh yes,
like it was like we went from like kids. I was in high school, I think, when it started. I think Thomas was his first year.
Yeah, we had me and Thomas had just graduated. Yeah. And you guys fully started,
and we had no idea what we were doing. And then the whole thing was just learning and learning and learning. I think Thomas would agree with this. Like, what's cool is we get to take everything we learned from Exit, and like all those songs, like. They mean a lot to both of us, I'm sure. Actually, all of us who are in it, I hope so. Yeah. I know it means a lot to me. And even in the new record, I reference an old Levy song in a way that some people might get, some people might not. But the thing is, it was all learning, and we're able to apply what we learned then now.
Yeah.
And so that's...
And me and Thomas have even talked about this, about how... Throughout all the years that we were all doing Exit stuff, that we thought, like, the reason this is all working so well is just because, like you mentioned, we had all those years of experience, and you guys, you and Beeble for sure, because you guys were both there, took all that, broke it down, figured out what you needed to and make this work.
The majority of that band was Thomas.
Yeah.
I'm not going to even be like, oh, I played a big hand. No, I played, Thomas did... everything that band.
Yeah.
And so
he was the A1 superstar.
Yeah. And so like I learned a lot from watching him. I learned a lot from suggesting things to him. And so we were able to apply it to the new stuff. And so when it comes to Levy, we were able to already know what we want to do with it and start I hoped strong. Mm-hmm. And I felt like we started strong and maybe we didn't. But like I felt like we started well and we had there were some people who knew all of us in previous bands. So like, they're like, oh, what does this sound like? And I think that worked well. And the transition was easier than I thought because I was afraid some people would be like, oh, like, I don't like Eugene Levy because of whatever. I like Exit more. And if that's the case, like, I'm all into it. I've had a few people kind of tell me that. I'm like, that's cool, man. Like, I want you to like what you like.
Yeah. And
those songs still mean a lot to me, but... this new Eugene Levy stuff was like I wanted to transition to something new, something that I haven't really played with. like lyrically, like Exit was like a lot of like what was going wrong in my life, and and so with Levy, I was like, let's focus on like what I like, what I'm enjoying.
Which is also really nice to hear you not write sad songs.
Yeah,
that was a nice part of this whole band coming together, was not anymore E6 and North Miller.
Yeah, no, like not any like old sad songs, dude. Yeah. Like, and
you're definitely.
We have one sad song for Levy, but yeah. I made that a point that I wanted it to be majority like fun songs.
Yeah, but like where you're at in your life, like I've known you since I fucking moved here.
Yeah,
you're
my pit captain. No, you weren't pit captain, were you?
I was fucking. We're not even gonna talk about that.
Anyways,
not even gonna talk about that one.
Band stuff.
Yeah. High school band stuff. High school band
stuff, yeah.
But no, like, watching you over the years, you're at a really good place in your life, so it's nice to see you doing all these songs that are in, like, a happy sense rather than, like, how Exit used to be.
And it's not that, like, I don't, like, still struggle with depression. Like, that's still something very real in my life. That doesn't go away, you know? And everybody experiences that differently. And so, like, for me, like, it didn't just go away, you know? Like, I still struggle, like, all the time. But, like, I wanted to kind of experiment with something a little more different. I wanted to experiment on, yeah, like, I get really sad sometimes. Yeah, I get really depressed sometimes. Like, I don't want to go too much into detail about it, but I do get really depressed sometimes. But it's, like, I also enjoy having fun with my friends. I also enjoy, like, I also have good times. And so I tried to focus on that and, So far it feels fun. my worry, the thing I worried about was not sounding genuine. Mm-hmm. And I think
like you don't want it to feel like work.
Yeah, no, I just don't want somebody to hear it and go, oh, he's just trying to be happy. It's like, nah, dude, like I want it to feel real.
Yeah, you generally, like all your lyrics, they feel genuine, like.
And they're simple. Like, I won't even try to be like you look at them and you find, like, some really, like, really deep metaphor.
No, it's like, literally like, I'm going to go drink.
Yeah.
Sundays are for rallies. Like, I drank all weekend. I want to keep drinking to fight this hangover. Like,
and the best part about that was, like, I didn't even write the majority of that. And so I was like, yeah, dude, I can get down to this. Like, I had to change a few things to make it more, like, honest to myself.
Yeah.
Because I wanted people, when they heard it, like, they know that, like, I want it to seem genuine, because that's what it is. Like, I want everything I write to be real. And so with Levy, it's just been really cool. The band that we have right now has been so strong. We all contribute, and we all work really hard. Especially Brian, and especially Cam. They work really hard.
since we were terrible and didn't mention it earlier, who is the actual lineup? Who's all in the lineup for Eugene Levy?
Well, the first thing in the lineup is beer. No,
he's a very contributing member.
I'm Brian. I sing.
Yep.
I feel like I should say that. And then we have another guy, Brian Wilson. He plays guitar. He plays lead guitar. Cam Smith plays rhythm guitar.
Okay. Shout out to Cam.
And then we have our boy Nick Himes slapping the bass, the bass.
It's just a really big fish.
It's a really big fish.
It's a big bass fish. It's not an actual bass. We keep telling him that he's bringing the wrong thing.
And then we have Brent Arnold. He is the drummer. And he's quite the songwriter, just like Cam is. They're quite the songwriters. I love it. But no, yeah, that's kind of the lineup we have. And it's the best lineup that we could have.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, every time I come around, everyone's always so nice. Grant, like, I've known Levy since it started. I've known most of the members since before then. But, like, everyone's always so nice and genuine. And it's not just to me, too. Like, I've known you guys, it's not just to me. But, like, literally anyone that comes up to you guys, you guys are always so genuine and nice. Well, and
dude, if somebody's going to take the time to listen to us even once, if somebody's going to take the time to like a status even once, I need to give them all my time. Especially if we're at a show and they're there to support us. Like, I will give you all my time if I can. Like, and so I know the rest of these kind of like feel similar to it. To just like, if anybody's willing to support us, like, we're there for you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally understand that. And like, musically, all you guys are fucking sick, and it works well. Because you all come from different backgrounds, but you guys meet like right here.
Yeah, dude. That's what's kind of cool is like, we all come from similar yet different backgrounds, and it's all honing in what is Eugene Levy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, on this new EP, we kind of redefined what we thought Levy is. Because like, I would like, well, what I don't want is to have two EPs and they sound exactly the same. I don't want that. Like,
yeah.
Like I even have some riffs I'm bringing to the table right now that are like 2007 type riffs. Like I call fives and Cam brings like some Hit the Lights type stuff sometimes, and he brings even like some A Day to Remember type stuff. And so like we have like a variety of listens and things that we like. And so what's cool is like we're able to like, all right, what is Levy? And then somehow between all of us like talking and like working out structures, we come up with what Levy is. And it's a really creative way. It's a way that I've never experienced before. Not that like I want to comment on much earlier at all, because I love all my friends, man. But it's something I didn't, I'm not as much of a control freak.
Which is good.
Which is awesome, because like I get to hear like all these ideas, and I'm not like, we all put together the best song we can, and it definitely comes out good. Like I like these songs a lot.
Yeah, I really love these songs, and everything that you guys put out, and I'm really stoked for January 10th.
January 10th, A Night In.
For A Night In to be released. I know you guys have. Just to see what you guys have, even beyond that, is going to be good.
And we're working. We're already working on the next move.
Shit.
So, like, we're trying to get ahead of where we need to be. And so we're already, like, figuring out what we want to do next. We already got some stuff scheduled to continue writing. We're trying to be ahead of the curve on ourselves so that way we don't get stressed. That way we can really put all our time and energy into every release. Because I want, we all want what we put out to be well thought out and what Levy is, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm stoked for what you're doing, for what everyone's doing in the band.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I'm excited to see what comes next and kind of what goes from there. Was there anything else we wanted to discuss that? Else has been going on in the life of Brian?
Life of Brian. Dude, all I've been focusing on. Because I guess we haven't touched on anything but Levy or like
stuff. I mean, which is fine. I mean, you're in Levy. It adds to it.
But no, so like, I'm doing a lot of school stuff right now. I'm finishing up my last semester of my undergrad. And for those of you who don't know, I'm 26 years old, and I don't think any of my friends thought I would go back to school after I dropped out.
Nope, not at all. Like, there's literally a song that he has to like go rework. That was an exit song because it says, I am a college dropout. Not no more. This dude's going to be a college graduate.
That's the one that made me cry at the show, by the way.
Really?
That's the lyric that made me cry.
Because you thought back on everything? Well,
I
was
like, wow, dude. Like, I grew so much from this moment. Like,
dude, even when you graduated like from MCC, I was like, he fucking did it. Like, he went back.
Yeah, dude, that's one of my favorite pictures is that one. Of us.
You mean the Facebook header on our Facebook page?
Is it? Because that's my favorite picture.
Yeah, it's us. It's the graduation picture where we're hard selling and you're in your fucking cap and gown.
Yeah, dude. Like, we didn't think that was going to happen. I didn't think it was going to happen. And to think that I would, go back. So I went back. Barry and I talked about this. My girlfriend, her name is Barry, and we talked about this. And it was like I decided I was going back in October, and I was back in class. No, I was debating in October, decided in November, was back in classes or was in classes in January. There was like no skip. Like I was just like, I'm doing this, and I did it right. And so I went to MCC for a couple of years. Oh, it wasn't quite 2 years, but it was like a year and a half.
Yeah.
And I met some great people there. James Compton is one of them. Lisa Powell is another one. His name is Swipe. There's a lot of great teachers I had there, but those two in specifically, they encouraged me to like that I was doing the right thing. That I wasn't because it was really hard to go from like college dropout, high school, should have dropped out high school. Like my GPA was garbage in high school, and moving on was scary. Like the second time, because I was like, I don't want to fail out again.
Yeah.
Or like I didn't quite fail out. I dropped out, but so I decided, I was like, okay, well I'm gonna do this. And like James Compton and Lisa Powell were two people that really told me, like, helped push me in the right direction, and they got me, helped get me through those first 2 years, and encouraged me to do better. And so going on to because I'm at Augustana right now, I just finished writing my senior inquiry, which is like the big thing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a history major, so if anybody ever wants to kick it and talk about history and not wars, because I'm not interested
he's
in
wars. He's going to start a new podcast called History and Beers.
Yeah, dude, I wish, dude. I think I heard somewhere that women created beer, and I'm like, hell yeah. You know, and I would really like to learn more about it.
There used to be like a whole documentary on Netflix, I think, about like beer and how it's like the greatest thing in the world, and how it was actually created like back in Egyptian times or some shit.
That's cool.
But that's a whole side plot. That's a whole different episode.
Yeah, so I focused on that, and I got to write my senior inquiry, which is like a big paper for me.
Was this the presentation that you did?
Yeah, it's a presentation I gave.
Which I'm super sorry I missed.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, everybody's got a life. And, like, I wasn't, like, I threw it out there. Yeah. And I was like, if somebody comes to school, my fourth grade teacher came.
No shit.
Yeah, dude, he's a homie, though. Like, he goes to the same church as my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's, like, a friend of ours, of mine. And he ended up coming out and buying dinner. And he's a great dude.
Well, that's awesome. Like I said, I was still really bummed that I couldn't be there.
Yeah.
I did talk to Barry, and she said that, like, you did great.
It went really well. So. It went really well. And essentially, for those of you who probably don't know, my subject was on the Farmers Holiday Association of the 1930s. And I know that sounds, like, really boring, but it was about Lamar's, Iowa, which is about 5.5 hours from Moline.
Yep.
And what's cool is, like, these guys got so angry because they were farmers who were losing their homes, losing their farms, that they, like, almost hung a judge. And that's kind of where my research started. So if anybody ever wants to learn about that, find me. Ask me about it. I think it's fascinating. I think it's cool. I learned a lot about it, and I don't want to go on too much because I could literally talk about it for, like, hours.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to hear that.
We don't have the time. That, like I said, that's another whole episode of podcast
for sure.
Or a different idea for one. But that's awesome. Like I'm super stoked for everything that you've been doing. Yeah.
And that's part of the reason why I will,
even though I'm moving, I will still be there for your graduation.
I'm trying to get, like, as many homies as I can. Because, like, and this kind of goes to anybody listening, you're never too old to go back to school.
Yeah.
But only go back to school if it's something that works in, like, what you want to do in life.
Yeah.
Don't go back to school if it's I think a 2-year degree is actually really good because you can use that for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And even a 4-year degree can be, like, good for certain things, but it's like if your pathway to your career doesn't need schooling, I don't know why you would go back. My hope is to be a community college teacher. Let's see how that pans out, because now it's on recording. But essentially, like, you should follow what you want to do. Like, just because I went to school makes me no better than those who didn't.
Yeah.
Just because people didn't go to school doesn't make them better than me that did, you know?
And then there's people that'll be on both aspects. Like, you went back, you finished. I went back, I didn't finish, like, for a second time. But the second time that I went back, I guess the first time I went back, because I... or whatever.
Yeah.
I was more. I realized I was more focused and things like that. Like,
yeah.
I just wasn't.
Like you were in. You were in. You know. And that's happened to me.
And I more ran out of money, and I just didn't want to go.
Yeah.
And pay for it.
And that's the thing is, like, if somebody wants to do it, they do it. Don't waste your time going or not going. Like, just figure out what you need to do in your life and create your own pathway. But
don't tell your parents that we told you not to go to college, because that's a whole other fight.
Yeah.
We're not trying to do that. We're not trying to be those people.
But yeah, dude. Like,
we're just saying, do what's right for you. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, that's okay.
But college does open up a lot of pathways.
Yes.
You can't ignore that. That's 100% fact. But yeah, so I've been focusing on that. And then Levy. Literally that and Levy. That's all I've been doing. I think. I want to skateboard more in the new year.
Yeah.
That's like my, a big goal of mine. I would really just, I just want to skate more. But yeah. And so I've just been focusing on just Levy in school. And that's, and school's been going really well, weirdly. No, weirdly isn't right. I'm trying to be more confident in the things that I do.
Well, no, you've, like, always, you've always kind of been like that. And you've like,
it's hard. Yeah. It's hard for me to be confident because like, but I like I've been doing well in school, which is really nice.
Which is good. Which is good.
It's really nice. So what's been new with you, Michael? I don't get to ask you a question.
Well, not a whole lot. Just been working a lot. I just got done tinkering with the mopeds. For those of you that don't know, I don't think I've mentioned it in any of this episodes. I have a big fascination with vintage mopeds. So I have I have currently in my parents' basement because I'm broke and that's where I live. There's like 6 different mopeds down there, and what I've been doing lately is switching out motors to go faster on mine and keep like my normal frame, and then just trying to save up to move to Minnesota.
Have you talked about that on here?
I've hinted at it a couple times. I've never gone in depth. For those of you that don't know, for those of you that do know, here's my big reveal. I will post something for those that are homies. I am posting something sometime after the new year on Facebook as like official thing. But in April, I'm going to be moving to Minnesota to just start a new path in life and see what's up there and kind of get out of my comfort zone for a while. The best part about the whole thing is that I'm going to be moving into one of my favorite places in the world, and that would be the Charlie Siren House.
Dude, yeah.
For everyone in Minnesota and everyone that... that knows me, especially Exit, like we've been up there multiple times. That house means so much to us.
I think I said this, I don't know if it made it, but like it's the first house I ever saw the LGBTQ flag.
Yep.
And like I remember seeing it and not knowing about it because like I just didn't know about it. Yeah. And then later on in life, I was like, man, those guys did it before like the big movement and like people really getting into that stuff. Which I'm definitely down with it, dude. I think it's so sick. And so I got really hyped once I realized later. I was like, dude, these guys are in. It's awesome. Sorry.
No. Like that's a really good iteration as to why it's like a great place to move.
It's a dope place.
Like I said, it's been one of my favorite places. I made pilgrimages there every year to go hang out for like a week or so.
Maybe I need to make pilgrimages.
Once I get up there, please do.
Yeah, dude.
With that being said, though, it puts us in an odd situation here,
which makes us go, why has Brian not been around?
Yeah, which I know. There's been a few episodes where, especially Matt Prince, Matty P, shout out Matty P.
Oh boy, I love him so much.
Was wondering where you're supposed to be. Granted, that night was a fucked up night because you ended up having to close or work
longer. I ended up having to work, and that was not a good time. I even showed up to work early, and they made me stay later.
Yeah. But basically, what's going to happen is Beers with Bands is not ending.
Nope.
As you can see, since there's been all these episodes that I've been doing.
Busting your ass, dude.
I'm trying. I have to send out a bunch of emails like tomorrow to hit up a different bands to make sure we're still in line for stuff. But basically, where that puts us at is, like I said, Beers with Bands is not ending in any aspect.
We just go. What is next? So what is next? And I think I can confidently say this is my boy Michael is going to keep grinding it out. Talk with a bunch of bands because Michael loves these bands. He loves being able to kick it with bands.
I loved really this is all Brian's idea and I took it and I ran with it, and every band that's been on so far I've enjoyed sitting down with them. Fucking Tightwire, Bane Marie, Mega Babes, Jason Wynn, TV Cop,
Let's see what you remember. No, there's so many bands
I think, on. Like, if I remember correctly, that's all I've hit so far.
And so like, It doesn't. So like when this idea started, obviously like it was kind of mine and Michael's.
Or, oh, it was definitely more
like,
yours.
Like brainchild.
Let's do it.
And so Michael put it into action, and I'm just really busy with school, with my just stuff going on in my life, and Eugene Levy, because Eugene Levy's been doing a lot. Yeah. We talked about kind of like what we've been doing, and there's a lot of stuff coming in the future.
It also doesn't help that we both live almost an hour away mm-hmm. from each other at this point in our lives.
But it doesn't mean that Michael's obviously not going to stop. This thing's still going to be rolling. It doesn't mean that I'm going to be gone either. Not that I think anybody really notices or cares. It doesn't mean that I'm gone. It means that when Michael's around and I'm able to line up my schedule right, I'm going in. There's some stuff we're talking about doing in the future already.
Yep.
I don't want to like list it yet because there's a possibility some of those might fall through. But like we're kind of working on different schedules and we're trying to line it up. So when we can, we're going to keep on rolling. I'm going to come in, and I might actually make it on an episode where I don't talk about Levy or talk about, like, my so I'd be able to talk with some other bands.
He's going to be Michael. On my side of the table.
And that's the hope. Yeah. But when I have time, I'm going to do that. But what matters the most is that Michael's going to keep rolling with it, especially in Minnesota, I say, right?
Yeah, so basically the way the layout's been going is... if anyone's been paying attention, there's like this whole season that I've been doing on episodes. Those up until when I move are going to be still season one, which is going to be mainly like Iowa local bands, probably some QC bands that I hope to get on here pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
And then season two is going to officially start when I get that first Minnesota band released. So if you have any feelers that you should think of who I should hit up when I get up there, feel free to let us know.
And any feelers that like you want him to hit up that might not necessarily be there, that he might be able to trek to.
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine with trekking. That's been like a whole staple with this recording is...
You've been busting your ass driving a lot of places. Well, not a lot of places.
Thankfully, it hasn't been too far. It's all been Iowa City.
Been relatively close, but you've been driving. Yeah.
But like I will literally drive to wherever, and I will bring a case, and we'll sit down. We'll hang out. We'll become friends. Because there's a lot of these bands that I've recorded with.
Yeah.
I never actually talked to beforehand. And I can honestly say that cat's fucking around.
He's having fun. Or is it a he? Is it a he?
I think it's a she.
But it's a cat. It's a cat. Yeah. The cat is having fun.
But I can always say, like, I've made some really good connections. And just these past... Fuck, we finally pushed this in August. So, like, yeah. not even 6 months.
Well, what makes me happy is, like, I became consumed in school, and, like, that's, like, been, like, I don't hide that to any of the things. Yeah. Like, school's everything to me right now, because I want to finish, and I want to finish strong, but, like, you just went. Like, you went, and you didn't stop, and I loved it, because you would message me, like, hey, Brian, you want to do this? And I'm like, yes, and then I never came through, because school is cool. But sucks sometimes.
So. Well, no, like I always understood you were busy. I literally just work 9 to 5.
But you busted it, dude. You went in and you've been like I can say that as one of your homies. Like you took it and you went like really hard. And it makes me happy because I get to see you like just doing things. And every time I see something, I'm always sharing. I'm like, my boy is killing the game right now. He's talking to his homies. He's learning new bands. He's talking to new bands. And he's having beers, man. And so that's what makes me happy.
That was the whole point for this.
Exactly.
So with that being said, like we were, just to reiterate, Beers with Bands is not ending.
It will not
be ending anytime soon.
Beers with Band 5 ever, dude. I've been saying 5 ever because it's
fucking
silly.
5 ever. Brian will obviously be here a little less than... I mean, he'll probably be here, though. It's about as the amount that he's been here so far.
Yeah, and hopefully, like... If for some reason I end up getting a more open schedule, which hopefully not, because I would really much prefer like Levy's schedule to be really busy.
Yeah, no, I want Levy to be busy. I want you guys to keep doing your shit.
But if for some reason I end up like finding more time, like I'm gonna kind of jump in again at some point.
Like we mentioned too, there's a few episodes coming up that as long as they work out, Brian will be a part of those episodes. Otherwise, those episodes cannot be done because Brian has to be there because it would not be right.
And I'm going to keep on supporting this thing because it makes me so happy that this idea that I had and kind of shifted to you and you took and ran with it makes me happy that it's like exists and that they're running with it and you're talking with all my homies, which makes me really happy. Like Matt Prince, again, shout out to Matt Prince. That's Matty my boy. P. That's my boy, dude. I love that guy to death. And he's playing some solo acoustic stuff now, too.
He played
that's super important to talk about. Yeah. It makes me really happy because, like, I didn't know he was nervous about doing that. And I saw him, like, post on Facebook. He's like, I'm starting to get over that, and I'm doing some acoustic stuff. I don't know what name it's under.
It's, like, Gunk something.
That's what it is. I can't remember, but Gunk it makes me really hype because, like, Matt Prince.
I need to get him back on to talk about it.
I knew him before you. Obviously.
Yeah, you guys, because you guys knew the Morning Exit before I.
Yeah, I knew his old band, but like, what's really exciting is his new band's been ripping it up. Bane Murray, like that band's so good. Fucking Bane Murray,
oh my god!
And like every time I see him, they've been great. And the fact that he's doing acoustic stuff,
dude,
gets me so hyped.
Real quick, side note: there's a show in January, I think it is. I can't remember the touring band, but. Locals is Bane Marie, TV Cop, and Mega Babes. If you don't go to that show, you're a fucking narc. Like, just fucking go. It's like, it's gonna be one of the sickest shows to start off the new year. And if you see me there with a PBR, like, I might buy you one, or you can buy me one, because PBR is life. But yeah, support local. But yeah, shout out to Matty P for keeping the shit going. There, a lot of the bands that I've recorded with has been because of Matty P.
Boy.
So since we're winding down here, Brian, do you have any last words?
Corona man for life. No, just kidding. For real though, just make sure to make it out to some local shows, especially if it's like a new band. Like, you know, new bands really need support, especially if they started where I did. The first show I ever played at had like 3 people. Maybe a few more, but like I couldn't account. We like moved tables and stuff, and like we did like the whole works. We advertised it, moved a bunch of tables to the side, and made a whole space for a show, and like 5 people. And so, but no, like for like go support like your homies' bands, support your homies' passions, whether it's photography, like just art, like whatever they do, like just supporting what they do. That would make me most happy. And check out the new Levy EP from January 10th. And yeah, it's going to be fun. Please let us know what you think, because we never get feedback on what we're doing. So I'd love to know what people are vibing. And that doesn't mean we're not going to forget about our old songs, because those are close to our heart. No, it's not August 10th. Wait, is it January 10th? January 10th?
Yeah, you said January 10th.
Yeah, that's right. And there's a show that's coming up. That's really important.
Yeah.
Then I should know the date for it.
I'm on your Facebook page anyways. It is January 18th. Every show needs a Rivas.
Make sure to come out to that show if you're... It's in Muscatine.
Yep.
It's
a new venue.
It's a new venue in Muscatine.
It's called River's Edge Event Loft.
And I think doors are... Does it have doors?
I gotta do everything for you.
I'm so sorry.
Doors are at... it says 6 to 11...
I would come at like 5:30.
Doors are at 6.
Oh, 6, okay.
$10 show, 15 if you BYOB, and that gets you VIP access.
Yeah.
Must pay VIP cover to drink if you want to drink at all.
Yes, it's a new venue. And so, yeah, that show is going to be a lot of fun. It has like a bunch of our friends' bands on it, and it's just going to be good. And we're going to play literally everything we have, including the new EP, except for 12 Years of Christmas. That we're not playing that one.
Which is so sad, but you guys might hear it in the future if I get my way. So before we take off, if you want to find Eugene Levy, you can find them on facebook.com/ Eugene Levy Band, or on Bandcamp at eugenelevy.bandcamp.com. Like we've said before, if you want to be on an episode, or if you know someone that should be on an episode, feel free to reach out to us. We would love to have you. Since this is coming out at this time of year, we hope that everyone had a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, has a good New Year, and we want to thank Tightwire, Bane Marie, Jace Wynn, TV Cop, and Mega Babes for all being on our episodes so far this year.
And this cat.
And this cat, Dee Dee, for being with us. And here's to many more. All right. See ya.
12 beers up for Christmas, here's my wish list to make enough money to pay my rent. This beer's the last sacrament for the way this year went from lack of merry beer mess. 12 beers up for Christmas, here's my wish list to make enough money to pay my rent. This beer's the last sacrament for the way this year went from lack of money I should've used on presents. All this year, this time of year, 12 beers of Christmas. This year's been a little rough, and I don't know if I'll make enough to make it through this month or year. Passing by all of these Christmas lights, I think I'll be staying in tonight. Replacing eggnog with cheap beer. The only thing that I need this Christmas season, and that thing is all of you tonight. 12 beers of Christmas, here's my wish list to make enough money to pay my rent. This beer's the last sacrament for the way this year went from lack of money I should've used on presents. All this year, this time of year, 12 beers of Christmas. I've got 12 beers and more than a dozen friends, but at least we'll have each other until the holidays end. But while we're all here, we'll never run out of beer. We'll always have each other to spread this Christmas cheer. The only thing that I need this Christmas season, and that thing is all of you tonight. 12 beers of Christmas, here's my wish list to make enough money to buy gifts for my friends. This beer's the last of my rent, which is over too.